You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Here we are. We've already started the interview off here. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Good morning.
Joining me in the studio is Susie Jodie-Featherston. You are the director of a TV show called In My Mind, which is one of four TV shows, a series featuring on TVNZ1 it's called now, isn't it? Starts this Sunday, 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, early morning.
I know you can't say it, but that's a ridiculous time in the morning for
it.
Seriously. Yeah. You know, it's like... Because what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is we're talking about the state of female mental health in New Zealand. You know, I watched something the other day on, what channel is The Nation on? Three, I think, maybe. Yeah. And it was actually talking about the story. There's a really great story, absolutely just mind-numbingly heart-wrenching story about people that were caught up in the mental health system many years ago and... the horrible way that they were treated and ignored, you know, their issues were ignored by people, and the way that they were just, some of them were there just because they were badly behaved and, you know, stuff like that. But and you know, that really moved me, and I thought to myself watching that, I just thought, that's, what's it, 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning? This is ridiculous. But it's, so if you can make the effort to watch this at 8:30 this Sunday, it'd be well worth it. Or be on demand or something, at least, if you can, if you're too busy with your busy lifestyle.
Yeah, because it is a good series. I've worked on one, the one that's airing this Sunday. But really it is tackling these issues with women and some of the triggers that we're dealing with daily. Social media is my doco on Sunday, and I put my hand up for that one because I think we're in a really interesting stage with that. We're in the eye of the storm, if you like. It's not going to go away.
How we manage it as a creature, something that's taken them progressing the creature, then is. Will be what we get out of it. And if we manage it wrong, like we have with many other different things, then it will come back and bite us in the ass.
And there's levels of wrong. And I think the thing is that, you know, most of us, I can safely say, are on it. I am.
Hang on. I'm just
going to
close this door because we're talking about something serious. Other people are just...
Other people are yapping. Yapping away.
There's different strokes for different folks, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, sorry.
That's okay. You know, we're all involved with it. And... there's nothing wrong with social media per se. It's how we are using it,
and what we take from it, and how much we invest in it.
Exactly, and it's a bit like the bottle of wine over there. While it's sitting over there unopened, it's not doing anything. But you know, the minute we engage with it, it's a different story. And social media is, I think,
the minute we use it as a crutch.
Yeah, I think particularly women. Actually, look, it's social. It's about connection. We do like to get nothing wrong with connecting.
Can I just jump in and ask you this question now before we carry on down that path? What was it that made the producers want to get a bunch of women directors together to talk about specifically women's mental issues? What brought that to the forefront?
I think I wasn't at those early meetings, but I think it is. A female skew to these days.
We
need it, but also, you know, we've built up to this point where women are can perceivably have it all, right? But can we? And what are the costs of that? And in the process of having it all, quite huge, and particularly on our mental health. And you know, I think women want to achieve, well, men and women want to achieve, but women seriously have got this drive to achieve. They want to be great mothers. They want to be great at their job. They actually want to be great at their job and being a mother at the same time.
As they have a right to be.
Absolutely.
But it's a right that's only been a fairly recently achieved, you know.
Exactly. And so it's figuring out the balance. Yeah. And when you layer in things like social media, which is often a distraction. It's perceived sometimes as a relaxing thing to do. We log on, we see our friends. But it's interesting.
It's like power walking. If power, you know, if power walking is relaxing, then just stop for 5 seconds. Just stop. Go the other direction. Just, I can't. It's a It's like social media. It's like, turn it off now. I dare you to turn it off now. I dare you to. And I dare you to turn your Facebook feed off now. You watch how many people can't do that. It freaks me out.
Turn it off and go power walking as well, I would actually say, because actually, you know, we need to really check ourselves about this. You know, people are online hours every
people
day.
People are listening to this right now, but checking their Facebook feed as we speak.
They'll be checking their Facebook feeds. Yeah. And what we
actually, everyone, you better check your Facebook feed just in case.
But it's not just the habitual side of it and the and the addictive side of it. And addiction is a bit of a dirty word, and I don't want it to be, because we've all got little predispositions to being a little bit compulsive about stuff. And it's pretty easy to be compulsive about social media. Yeah. And a lot of people are. You know, this is I don't want to stigmatize it. It's just happening out there. What we need to do is figure out, how are we feeling about ourselves after using it? Is it actually making us connect with people or disconnect? Because I think it's more often disconnection, actually.
So the documentary that you've made, this episode, focuses especially on social media.
It does. It focuses on social media. I've got a really interesting woman who. Professor Katina Michael, who's professor at Wollongong University. And the interesting thing about her, we found it really quite hard to find a expert, for want of a better term, who had focused on social media in the health sector, because there aren't any.
Yeah.
So, and it's partly because we're in the throes of figuring it out. I think there's a lot of health professionals out there who are probably having it come across their doorstep every day.
Well, it's growing with us, you know, like
quicker than
us. Yeah,
and we're not catching up. And
as much as we think New Zealand is on top of our game, we're actually a little bit behind a lot of other countries as far as our use of social media. Still, you know,
I don't know about that. Maybe, but I think it's prevalent as anywhere, to be honest with you. I think this is a worldwide thing. And what we've got on my particular docket, we've got Katina, who is actually a professor of technology. And her, what she does is she looks at the social implications, particularly on mental health, on what's happening with social media. So it's really interesting. So
when you say social implications, we're talking serious issues too. We're talking families falling apart. We're talking
people.
We're
falling
talking
apart.
Careers, people, and mental health. I mean, suffering really catastrophic.
Yeah. Now
damage, aren't we? It's not just. Oh, well, you really freaked out on your Snapchat, did you?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, it's like. It's serious, isn't it? It's really serious. And it's happening right now to hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of New Zealanders.
But also, you know, from that, I mean, we've got one girl who in my doco, who seriously tried to commit suicide and was into self-harm. Another young woman who is probably a bit like all of us out there. She went away to university. She got a little hooked into it, into social media, quite hooked into it, became quite addicted to it. She was away from home, away from her network, quite a shy person. So you can see that little simple slope. Now she's back from university, but she's probably, in all truth, just about as posting as much. So she's gone down that road. It's hard to get off.
Yeah.
You know, and a mother who was, a career woman who came home to have her babies, found it, you know, got to a certain point, would like to connect back into something, started a blog. The blog became huge. It became a beast, in her own words. That's what she called it.
Yeah.
And then she's still breastfeeding. She's still doing all this stuff. She's trying to be everything, everyone, and trying
to somehow, somehow feels obliged to author a blog.
All day, every day.
Better than the day before, so that everyone, she gets more likes and more shares and more.
More likes and more shares. And the likes and the shares are part of it. They make us feel good for about a nanosecond, you know, but then we're back on.
Yeah.
We're back on taking selfies. And the selfie seems to be the thing that unifies everyone.
I know that I'm not a selfie taker. Because they wear, I don't want to see you. I don't want to see photos of you. I want to see pictures of where you are and what you're doing.
I don't want to
see you in your photo. I've seen you. I know you. I see you every day. I don't want to see your big smiling face.
It's a big phenomenon, the selfie.
Strange.
And what is it about? And
yourself.
And I think, but also, is it just masking actually someone who's quite lonely? And isn't, you know, I don't want to I don't want to be mean about it, because if people are genuinely lonely and they're reaching out, reach out to your friends and pick up the phone and go and see them and talk to them properly, not just a sort of a tiny little text or sure. messaging. It's not enough.
Susie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We look forward to watching the show. The actual series is called In My Mind. Susie's episode is this Sunday morning, June 6th, on TVNZ1. Please tune in. And if you don't tune in on Sunday, then please watch on demand or get someone else to record it for you, because you ignore the sort of stuff at your peril. Gentlemen, ladies, boys and girls, all folks. Thanks, Susie. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.